For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey guys, it's Natalia and welcome back to Unfiltered Fashion Talks. I, again, did not intend to take a break between the last episode that I posted to now, but I was gonna film like the week after, which was like Halloween weekend, and completely forgetting it was Halloween weekend and that I had plans to go out and stuff. And then I was like, you know what? I can just film it on Sunday and like, you know, quickly edit things and have it up by Monday. But little did I know that one, I was gonna lose my voice, and two, I would be up till like 5 a.m. on like Saturday night into Sunday. So I was just like not in the headspace to film. And then Monday, I woke up with like the worst sore throat ever. And I was like, dang, I really must have like yelled a lot this weekend or something. Cause like, if I go out, like I am the one like scream singing to every song if I know it. And Friday night, my friend and I went out to like a bar that was having like a Halloween party, and all the songs that they were playing were like Taylor Swift, like Harry Styles, Jonas Brothers, like just all the stuff that obviously like I grew up with and I love. So I was like scream singing with my friend. I was like, you know what? It's not that rare of me to lose my voice after like, you know, a night out or something. So I was like, whatever. But the next day it was even worse. And I was like, what the heck? And that is when I was like, you know what? I might be sick. So I took a COVID test and I freaking got COVID, which I'm so upset about because I've never had it up until now. Like, how embarrassing is it to get it in November of 2022 after avoiding it all of 2020, all of 2021, and almost all of 2022? So anyway, that is why I've been MIA and I'm barely now like coming back up from it. I feel like my voice is still a little tiny bit stuffy, but not as bad as it was. So I'm like, okay to film now again. But yeah, so that's kind of why I haven't filmed or done anything. I literally took the whole week off pretty much because I was unwell. I also happened to get my period the same day that I like, you know, tested positive for COVID. So between like having cramps and like feeling the fatigue of that, I was also just like, you know, sore throat, headache, and also feeling fatigued from COVID. So I just like slept through the whole week. Like, literally did not pick myself up from the couch once. Like, awful. But we are back. And it was a nice reset, at least, to just, like, sit and rest and chill. And to be honest, I really haven't had too much work to do either because I haven't had orders in Lord knows how long. And it's getting to a point where, like, I'm kind of laughing about it. But also, it's like, this is, like, what I make a living off of. And I haven't made a living off of it. So I'm like, I need to, like, backtrack and see where I'm at and like figure out what I want to do next, which is kind of what I took the week to do. So in this episode specifically, I'm going to talk about like motivation and stuff because that is something that I always get asked about a lot. And I asked you guys on my Instagram to like, you know, tell me what you guys want me to like talk about. And I had a few of you like ask me about that and just kind of like motivating yourself and that kind of stuff. So we will get into that, but I figured I would start off by just giving you an update on my life. I feel like I'm always, like, not, like, scared to talk about other things other than fashion, but, like, obviously, like, you know, this is a podcast. When it's solo podcast, it's probably more entertaining for me to, like, give you random personal stories, too, that have nothing to do with fashion. But I feel like I centered myself so much around, like, unfiltered fashion talks that I'm, like, maybe I should keep it all fashion. But you know what? This is also my life, so whatever. Anyway, I'll give you guys a rundown of my Halloween weekend because I thought it was quite funny. So I don't really go out very much. Not because I don't like to. I like love like dancing, having a good time. I will be the life of the party. I don't really drink much though. Like I've never like been super drunk, never blacked out, never want to be at that level. Cause I'm also an anxious drinker. So like I, you know, limit it very much. So like, that's my background on why I don't really go out too much. But obviously it was Halloween weekend. I've never gone out for Halloween just because like age-wise, like I turned 21 during the pandemic. So it's not like I really had the chance. And then that year that I turned 21, it was 2020. So my brother had like a party at his house, and like obviously I went to that, but wasn't like going out. And then the following year, which was last year, I was in Spain. So obviously we didn't do anything because it's not really much of a thing. And obviously this year I'm here, and I was like, you know what? Like, LA is such a fun place to go out for Halloween. Like, I always hear, you know, it's Halloween weekend, like people really go all out. So I was like, you know what? We're going to go all out this weekend. So my friend and I went out on Friday night, like I said, which was super, super fun. We went to a bar called The Virgil, I'm pretty sure, which I think is in East Hollywood, but I literally do not remember where it actually is at. But yeah, it was super, super fun. Had a blast. And we weren't out like terribly late. I think we got home. I got home at like 1-ish. Like we left the bar at like 12:30-ish maybe. So it really wasn't too bad. I was like, I don't want to go like super crazy on Friday because we planned on going like all out on Saturday night. Just because that's the night that I was going to wear my Taylor Swift costume. Friday night, we didn't plan on originally. So like we quickly did like a, you know, Devil and Angel costume because I own so much red. So I was like, this is really easy if I just like buy the little like devil horns, whatever. So did that, and I was like, Saturday, just, you know, that's gonna be the fun day because that's gonna be the day that I'm dressing up as Taylor Swift. Like, this is so fun. And if you don't know what I'm referencing to, you should go check both my personal Instagram and my brand Instagram, and I posted the costume on both of those, which a lot of you guys have liked, and a lot of you guys are asking if I can make it for you for the upcoming like Eras tour for Taylor Swift, which I am more than happy to do because love it. Am also working on a pattern for that I might be selling, but I will get into that in a little bit. So yeah, Friday was fun. And then Saturday, you know, woke up a little bit late and kind of just chilled the whole day. And then went over to my friend's house to get ready and all of that. And yeah, we went to a house party with some other friends. And we honestly left the house party at like probably 1-ish. Because we were getting really hungry and we were like, oh my gosh, let's go to In-N-Out. But the In-N-Out that we were like closest to closed at 1:30. So we were like, oh, we can definitely like make it. And we did technically make it. We got in line in like the drive-thru line at like 1:20-ish. And we like went through the line. It was like a 20-minute line. It was so long. By the time we get up to the window, the girl was like, we're closed. And it's like, excuse me? Like the car in front of us literally got their food and then like, we were the next ones, and they were like, yeah, sorry, we're closed. So we waited in line for 20 minutes for nothing, pretty much, which was very disappointing. So then we ended up going back to my friend's house, and we were like, okay, well, we're still hungry. Like, let's order Uber Eats or something. But Uber Eats was super backed up because everybody was ordering at that time. Obviously, it's like a Saturday Halloween weekend. Everybody's out. Everybody's like ordering. At this point, it's like, you know, 1:45, 2-ish a.m. And so then they're like, you know what? One of them volunteered to go pick it up at, I forget where we ordered from. I literally don't even know. Fatburger maybe? That could have been it. Anyway, so they volunteered to go pick it up. And we like ordered online. It was like, yeah, it'll be ready in 20 minutes. And then, you know, our friend goes and, you know, it's been like an hour or so and he's still not back. And he's like, it's so chaotic in here. There's like no, they haven't finished our food. Like, there's no organization, like whatever. And we're like, you know, you can just come back. It's fine. We don't need to eat. Like, it's whatever. But he ends up coming back with the food. At this point, it's like 4 a.m. and we're eating and whatever. We're all dead. And then, you know, by the time I got home, I went and slept over at my friend's house. It was literally 5 a.m. by the time we, you know, slept. So it's funny because it was such a late night, but it wasn't even because we were out or whatever. It was literally just like due to the lack of food and the amount of hunger we had. So that was my Halloween weekend. And I wanted to go out Monday night, just like an early night, whatever, get a drink somewhere because it was actual Halloween. And because my friend Rachel sent me a Midnight's inspired corset from, you know, Taylor Swift's new album. And obviously, like, I had already been Taylor Swift for Halloween. I was like, oh my God, this is perfect. Like, I'm going to go all out. And in the inspo picture for like the Midnight's dress, which is like this navy blue dress with like stars, like silver stars across it, she also has this like white fur coat, and I was like, oh my God, this is perfect. I literally have a white fur coat. I was like, I can do the whole thing and like make it a whole thing. And I was like, we can definitely go out, you know, Monday night, do like an early night, whatever, obviously nothing crazy, but I just want to wear this out. But obviously by the time Monday came around, I was just so sick, and I told my friend, I was like, you know, I don't think I can go out tonight, like I'm not feeling too well, which thank God I didn't, because obviously I ended up having COVID. But anyway, that is why I've been MIA kind of everywhere, on the podcast, on the vlogs, on everything. But also, I just have not been super, like, motivated just because I am trying to figure out what the heck to do with myself. Because, like I mentioned earlier, like, I haven't had orders in a while. So it's like, I'm not busy on that front, which means I can't do, like, production vlogs, which is what always does best for me. Like, whenever I do other vlogs of anything else, they don't really do that well. But whenever it's like, oh, like, me sewing all my orders, like, those are the ones that do well. So it's, like, frustrating on my end because it's like, well, if I don't have orders, I can't do those type of vlogs, which are the vlogs that do best. So I'm, like, trying to do all these other things, but then it, like, doesn't hit as well. So it's a little bit frustrating. So I'm trying to figure that out. And yeah, and then it's like, well, on the podcast, I'm like, what the heck do I talk about or what do I do? And I can have guests, obviously. I haven't really, like, done that very much for a while, but I'm waiting for my podcast studio to get a studio, like my podcast network, actually, not studio. My podcast network is making a studio here in LA, and obviously I would be able to film at it. So I'm kind of waiting for that to do the guest episodes because there's so many people here in LA that I would love to do episodes with, but I don't want to have them come over because I don't have two mics. I don't have, like, a setup for that. So I want to wait till it's, like, a more professional setting. So I'm trying to, you know, do some more solo episodes, and you guys have really liked the solo episodes anyway. So it's like, you know, why wouldn't I? But yeah, it's just, I don't know. I haven't felt very motivated because there's not a lot for me to talk about because I'm not really doing a lot because nothing's doing well for me right now. And I don't say that in, like, a way, like, in a bad way. Obviously, everybody goes through, like, ups and downs of it. But it's just kind of, like, trying to figure out what to do about it because I think that every business will go up and down and, like, nothing's ever just, like, going uphill. So I think you just have to find ways to, like, reinvent yourself or, like, you know, kind of pivot things or whatever. And that's kind of where I'm at. And obviously, selling patterns has been something that you guys have asked me about for so long. And I've always been, I don't want to say, like, against it, but kind of against it, just because I'm like, well, if I'm selling a product, I don't want to sell the pattern for it because then people are just going to buy the pattern and not really the product. And, like, what I really love is, like, making things for people. And, like, I want people to wear pieces that I've made. But obviously right now that's not really doing well for me. And I, you know, there's obviously really high demand for patterns right now. And also I've realized, like, after talking to so many people and stuff, my issue with my, like, following and stuff is that my audience isn't really a customer base, and my demographic, again, it just isn't customers. Like, my demographic and the people that I attract are people that want to do the same thing I do the same thing I do, or aspire to do what I do. So it's a lot of people that, you know, want to have slow fashion brands, a lot of people that just want to learn how to sew, people who want to be fashion designers, like, whatever it may be, it's usually around that realm. So it's not really customers. It's literally just people who want to do what I do and, like, want to do that, which is great, but it's not great for me and my business because, again, not customers. So I'm like, you know what, I do have a very large demographic, and, like, it is people who want to, you know, kind of be educated, or, like, I feel like my demographic is people who would want me to be an educator. So I was like, you know what, maybe I will just try it out and do some patterns and do some more tutorials, even though I really don't want to do it, but maybe that is what is going to do better for me at this point. So I am working on some. My other issue with patterns is that I don't really know how to grade, or, like, I don't feel super, super, super comfortable doing, like, grading, especially with more complex patterns. So I've decided that I'm just gonna, like, get them graded, like, make my own patterns, digitize them myself, but just send it off to be graded to make sure, you know, that they're being done right, and then kind of, like, reformat it and, you know, do the instructions, whatever, myself. But just, like, the grading part is just something that I don't feel super 100% with. So I've decided I'm going to outsource that, but everything else, you know, I am doing. But yeah, so I am working on that. That is something that I've been able to do in the past week and kind of, like, figure it out. Definitely would love to do more tutorials and things like that, just because I feel like that's what my demographic would actually prefer from me, rather than just, like, clothes. And I'm not saying I'm not going to be making clothes. Like, I still want to keep my business afloat with that. But I do think that right now I need to pivot towards a different way because it's just not doing that well. So all that being said, today's episode is going to be about motivation because I need to keep myself motivated and, like, time management and that type of stuff. Because as somebody who works from home and works for themselves, you really do have to kind of figure it out on your own and figure out what works for you. And I feel like I've actually had a really solid approach to it, and I feel really good about my routine and getting work done, and I don't feel like I'm ever like procrastinating or like, I don't know, being lazy with it. Like, I feel like I'm very on it. So I do feel qualified to speak on this because I feel like I've done a good job, to be honest. And I know that that's not for everybody, but I also know it has to do with personality types. I'm very like type A, organized, like got to get things done. So I know that doesn't work for everyone, but hopefully things that I say will stick and hopefully it will help. So we're just going to get into that. My number one rule with time management is setting a schedule. And here's the thing, you don't have to wake up at the crack of dawn and like start working right away. If you're the kind of person that works better at night, do it, you know, set your schedule for that. But I think generally speaking, it's important to have some sort of structure around it. And it doesn't have to be like a strict, like, you know, get up at this time, start working at this time, blah, blah, blah. But like a general schedule of like, okay, between these hours, I should be working and should be doing this. And maybe you do like to be more detail oriented and you're like, okay, between these hours, I'm going to do this exact, like, you know, task. And between these hours, I'm going to do this. But like, personally, I don't like to do that too much because I like my days vary so much. And sometimes I'm more in the mood to do one thing over the other. Like if I set a schedule for the week and I'm like, okay, like Monday and Tuesday, I'm going to do just computer work and just edit and just do like, you know, things that I need to do on that end. And then like, Wednesday, Thursday, I'm going to sew, whatever. But then I wake up like Monday morning and I'm not feeling in the mood to like be on my computer and I'm actually feeling like creative and want to be sewing. Like I'll switch it up. Like I'm not going to be strict on myself like that. So sometimes I feel like it is important to leave yourself room for that type of stuff. And I think at the end of the day, the bigger kind of part of that is setting like a to-do list, whether it's like a weekly thing that you have to do. It's like weekly to-do list. These are all the things I want to get done by Friday. It doesn't matter which order, doesn't matter when, just by this date. Or if it's like a daily, like this is all I need to do today. Doesn't matter again, like the order, whatever, it just needs to be today. But back on schedules and stuff, I personally, my schedule is I wake up at 7:30 usually, and I'm usually working by 8:30. So like I wake up at 7:30, you know, drink my coffee or tea or whatever, and kind of like chill for a hot minute. And then I get into work at like 8:30 or so. And then it kind of just goes from there. But I've also started to work out a little bit more consistently because personally for my mental sanity, I need to like move my body a lot more, especially because I'm sitting at a sewing machine all day or sitting at my computer all day. Like I just like need to move around. And also it's just good for my back because if you sew, you know how awful your back gets after just like sitting, or even if you're at a computer all day, like also equally bad. So I've incorporated that into my routine and I've noticed that I do better with like morning workouts. So sometimes I'll wake up at 6 and go to like a Pilates class at like 7 and start the day there so that by the time I get back home, it's like 8-ish or like, you know, 8:15-ish. And then I'm still on my normal like start work at 8:30 schedule because I find that if I like wake up too late, like if I were to go to a Pilates class at 8 and then I get back by 9:15, whatever, like I've already like gone through like half my morning, I feel like. So that's been a thing. So if you want to incorporate that, look into whether you do better doing it in the mornings, at night, whatever. Because some people do prefer to do it at the end of the day. But I've tried to do later evening, afternoon workout classes and I just like don't have that kind of energy. So I prefer to do them in the morning. So, you know, figure that out for yourself if you want to get into that. But I do recommend doing some sort of something, even if it's like going on a walk or whatever, just because it can get really draining to be at home all day and like to be sitting all day or whatever, at least for me, if you're like me and you work from home too. So I do recommend that for your mental sanity as well as obviously your physical health as well, but mostly for the mental sanity. Next, I, like I said, I set goals or to-do lists a lot. And I found that the best way to do this, sometimes I don't always do this, sometimes I do it the day of, but the best way that I found is to do it the night before or like on a Sunday, be like, okay, this is all the things I need to get done in a week. And just kind of like set those goals for yourself and those intentions. And like, if you have it written down, you're more likely to, you know, then do it and like cross it off. And like, personally, I love having lists and things to like cross off. It's just so satisfying to me. So if you're like me and you want to do that, very good to do. And let's see, what else do I have? I also said having designated like email checking times or computer time in general. For me, at least, I hate emails. There's nothing I hate more than emails. And sometimes I, you know, won't respond to people for like a day or something. And then they pile up a bunch and then it stresses me out. And then they pile up even more. And then, you know, it's just bad. I get into that kind of routine. So, but that's also because I get so many just like spam emails of people being like, I want to work for you, but like in the weirdest way, or like, do you want to do this deal with like Amazon, or do you want to do this email, or like this deal with Shein? And I'm like, obviously not. Like, I just get a lot of those types of emails and I'm like, I'm just not even going to give you the time of day, but it just is overwhelming. So anyway, I always check it first thing in the morning. I mean, not like first thing right when I wake up, like after I've had my coffee and stuff. Once I start working, I check my emails, and then I like to check them, you know, right when I do like my lunch break, and then sometime in the afternoon, and that's it. Unless I'm like expecting an email and like waiting for somebody's reply, sometimes I will check it a little bit more actively if I'm, you know, talking about something like a deal or whatever and I'm like waiting for a reply. But other than that, I try to just have those designated times, because it can just be so draining to check emails all the time, and if you don't give yourself boundaries, it can just be rough. So that is one thing I do. And then along with that, having a designated lunch break has been really good for me, at least. Again, I don't know if this works for everybody's like personality types, but for me, I always take my lunch break at like 12. Like exactly when it hits 12, I'm like, done with working. And then I take a full hour of like lunch, decompressing, whatever. And then I get back to work at like 1. I've just found that having that is like something to look forward to for me, because if I were just to like take a lunch break whenever, it's like I don't have anything to look forward to. I'm like, I could just keep working, could just do that. And I just find it easier for myself to have that kind of structure. So, you know, I have that. So it's, again, something to look forward to every day. And then also it's just like a nice little like break, because if I start working at like 8:30, 9-ish, whatever, by the time it hits 12, it's like I'm right at that point of like, okay, I'm starting to get a little burnt out from all this work, need a little break, and then I can get back into it. And then same with also having a designated like stopping point for like dinner or just like a mental break. I don't actually have dinner at like 5:30, but I usually stop working at like 5:36, just because by that point, again, my mind's just like not with it. I'm like, okay, I need to take a break. And that's usually when I take like, you know, a little break, I shower, eat dinner, whatever. And then if I get back to work, it'll probably be at like 8 at that point, if I really have something I need to work on, or if I'm just like, you know, feeling like I'm still in the mood to work, whatever. But I don't like to force myself into that, because again, I just don't want to like burn myself out. I've burnt myself out so many times before. So I think having like a healthy boundary of like, you know what, the normal person would stop work at this time, and that would be a normal work day, and it's okay to stop at that time. You don't have to work 24/7. Unless, again, you're on a time crunch, you have to get things done, whatever, you know, it varies. But I feel like that's really helped me a lot. And I've also realized that having a calendar is so important. I love my Google Calendar. I love that people send me, like, links to hang out, whatever, and it just goes to my calendar. I love having that. But I've also realized it's just important to look at it every day, kind of, like, spread yourself out, see what you have to do. You know, make sure you're on top of things. Check it every day to make sure you're not missing anything. Definitely important if you don't already have one. Definitely recommend using one. The next one is write everything down, which I kind of mentioned a little bit earlier with like the to-do list and stuff, but I find it so much easier to remember things if I write them down. And I think it's scientifically proven that if you write something down, you're more, you know, likely to remember it. But yeah, write everything down, everything that you need to do, because otherwise, like, if you're like, oh yeah, I'll remember to do that, like, you're not going to. I mean, maybe you will, and I honestly, sometimes I don't write everything down and I still remember to do everything, just because, I don't know, my mind works that way. But every once in a while something will slip and I'm like, oh my god, I should have done that today, like, and now I'm like last minute scrambling to get something done. So writing things down is so good, and again, you can check it off at the end of the day, which is so nice. The next one I think is super important, and it's to know your body and understand when you need breaks, because again, burnout is so real, and avoiding it is honestly easier than you would think. I think all of us work differently. Some people can focus for like 6 hours on end. I cannot, unless I'm super into something. Like, I don't know, it's very rare that I can really focus that much on something. I feel like usually I can have like 1 to 3 hours of like really good focus, and then after that I start kind of like dozing off. And so obviously I don't do the best work if I'm dozing off, so knowing that I need a break, even if it's like a 20 minute break of just like, okay, let me just sit down and not do anything for a second, will like re-energize me to then be able to do another 3 hours of work or whatever. But understanding what you need is so important, and like understanding yourself. And obviously don't just go around and like take breaks every like 10 minutes because you're like, oh, that's what I need. Like, be realistic as well of like actually getting stuff done, but also like understanding when you just need to like chill a bit. Especially like for me, like lunch, I eat lunch like really quickly. It's not like I take a full hour to eat lunch. And like I do cook and then eat, but even at that, I probably take 30 minutes max. It doesn't take that long, but I also know that like right after I eat, I get like food coma vibes and I'm just like dead and kind of want to take a nap, which I never do. But like, you know how like after you eat a lot, you just kind of like feel like just tired and like you don't want to do anything. Like I know that, I'm aware of that. So I'm not gonna like force myself to go to work right after I eat. Like, I usually take the extra like 30 minutes, whatever, and then get back to work at one, because like I know my body just like will not react to me, you know, wanting to work right away. And same with like stopping work at like 5:30-ish. Like I just, my mind will not do well. And obviously I told you earlier that I take like a longer break of like, you know, shower, eat dinner and chill. Like I need like a good 2 to 3 hours after a full work day to like chill before I can maybe go back to work if I want to, just because again, I know that I'm exhausted. I know that my mind is not going to perform as well if I don't rest. So just knowing those little things I think is really important. Another thing that's been crucial for me is having like a night routine slash a sleep schedule. I go to bed like nearly at the same time every day, wake up at the same time every day, and it's so helpful because if you kind of just let yourself linger or whatever and you end up like going to bed too late, but you're still trying to wake up at the same like earlier time every day, you're obviously gonna get more tired and it's harder to work, whatever. I'm personally like a freaking grandma and I go to bed at like 9:30, 10 at the absolute latest sometimes. I mean, sometimes I do go to like 10:30, whatever, but I really do go to bed early because I've realized I need a lot of sleep. Like if I go to bed at 9:30 and I wake up at 7:30, pretty sure that's like 10 hours of sleep. And let's be honest, I don't fall asleep right away. I probably fall asleep at 10:30 because it just takes me forever to actually sleep. But yeah, I've just realized I work well when I get a lot of rest. So, and not everybody needs that. Some people can really work on 6 hours of sleep and I'm just not one of those people. I'm sure I could do it if I really needed to, but it's just like if I have the option, I will rather sleep. So that's that. And then along with that, no phones in bed. I've had this rule for probably like 2-ish years, maybe 3. I actually started doing it for Lent 1 year, and I think it may have been my freshman year of college or something. I don't know when I did it, but anyway, I made a rule of like just not having my phone in bed, which meant not having it in the mornings or at night. Like whenever I'm in bed, I'm just not allowed to scroll on my phone or be on my phone, because I guess it started as like, I was like, okay, the first 30 minutes of the day, I'm not gonna be on my phone, and the last 30 minutes of the day, I'm not gonna be on my phone, which kind of resulted into pretty much not having my phone in bed. And you know, I did it for Lent, whatever, but then it just really did become a habit, and I really noticed a difference in my mental health with it, because if you wake up and the first thing you do is like scroll through social media, like you never know what that's gonna bring to your day. Like there's so much bad news, obviously, in the world all the time, and like starting your day, like seeing a video of like wars or someone's death or just like, you know, really awful things, is just not a good way to start the day. At least give yourself like 30 minutes to wake up and then like, you know, check in. But yeah, I just found it's not really very healthy. And same with at night, obviously you're not gonna sleep well if you'd been on your phone and you like try to like scroll through it and then go to bed. Like it's, I don't know, whatever blue light or whatever that's on phones that makes you not sleep, whatever. Yeah, it's just not healthy. I also just don't think it's good for your eyes to be like in the dark and on your phone or whatever. I've noticed the same kind of thing at night where if I'm on my phone or whatever and I'm like, you know, seeing the news, seeing something that's not really very uplifting, or you're just like seeing all these drama videos, or even like somebody comes up and you start like, you know, comparing yourself to them, whatever, it's just not healthy for your mind. And I've realized I always like, it always like goes into my sleep and it goes into like my dreams, and then I'm like not dreaming great things, and then I wake up still thinking about, you know, things that I shouldn't be, whatever. So that's been a really big rule for me for the past few years, and I've noticed it has helped so much. It is something I really do stand by, and I really do encourage everybody to do, even if it's just like you try to do it for a week or whatever. You'll notice how much better your mental sanity is when you're not on your phone first thing in the morning. The only thing that I do first thing in the morning on my phone is like, you know, check texts from people, because obviously I'm in a different time zone than all of my family, so they're all ahead of me, and sometimes, you know, the family group chat will be going off while I'm still sleeping. And then, you know, check in on that to make sure everything's good, nothing's like, you know, important or whatever. But other than that, if it's not important, I will not answer until 30 minutes after. Like, I just don't like to be on my phone first thing. I like to just, like, sit with myself, make my coffee, sit with my coffee for a hot minute, and then check in on everything. So that's a really, really big one that I do recommend everybody to do, even, like, just anybody. Not have to be, like, a business owner or work for yourself or work from home. Like, I just think that's a really good rule generally. My other really big one, which I think, again, is one that can go for anybody, is to keep things clean and organized, because I've realized that the messier my space is, the, like, less motivation I have and the more kind of, like, stressed and anxious I am about things. So, yeah, just kind of staying on top of keeping your space clean. And, like, I know, obviously, as, like, somebody who sews, it is really hard to keep things super organized all the time because it gets messy, and that's just how sewing is. There's always, like, fabric everywhere or threads, whatever. It's just how it is. But just, like, even at the end of the day, just doing, like, a quick cleanup, at least make your scraps organized or whatever it is, to kind of clear things off is really important. And then outside of, like, the work stuff, even just, like, your house in itself or your place, like, I think that, one, having the kitchen clean and organized is such a big one for me. Like, obviously, there's days where I don't feel like doing the dishes right after I've eaten. Like, if I eat lunch, I'm probably not going to do dishes right after I ate. I'm probably going to do it at night after dinner. Like, I like to have them pile up for, like, the full day and then do it all at once and not be, like, doing it throughout. But sometimes I'll get really lazy after dinner. I'm like, you know what? I'll do this in the morning. And then they pile up for, like, a day and a half or something. And then I'm like, okay, I have to, because it's literally overflowing. But whenever I do that, I just get so, like, stressed about it. I'm like, the more they pile up, the less I want to do it. It's like my freaking emails. The more they pile up, the less I want to do it. So I should really answer people back ASAP. But I don't, because I get stressed about it. So same thing with, like, dishes or organizing, like, even, you know, clothes. Everybody has, like, the chair they throw clothes on, or, like, the couch, whatever it is. So I'm trying to be really mindful to not do that. And obviously, the only, like, clothes that I put on a chair are, like, clean clothes. Like, obviously, if they're dirty, they go straight into, like, my hamper. But if I, like, you know, only if they're, like, jeans that obviously I can rewear a few times before having to wash them, like, sometimes I do just, like, keep them out there. I'm like, it takes 2 seconds to put it on a hanger and put it away. Like, I don't know why I let things pile up like that, but being a little bit more mindful about those things also really does help clear your mind and kind of, like, be able to focus a little bit better. So that's something I'm, like, you know, actively always working on. Obviously, there, you know, are days where I don't do it very well, and there's days that I do it better. I feel like I've been a lot better about it lately because I've had less work to do, so more time to, like, organize and get myself kind of figured out. But obviously, it comes in waves. And the last kind of thing that I wrote down was one that's kind of more towards anybody who creates content, whether that's for your business, for yourself, whatever. There is a difference between, like, people who are intuitive about how they film versus, like, being able to, like, pre-plan and, like, batch content. And I've always wanted to be the kind of person that batches content and has it all ready for, like, a week in advance or whatever. And sometimes I do, but most of the time I'm, like, an intuitive creator, and it's just, like, whenever I am in the mood or I get an idea, I do it right then and there. But it's really hard for me to just, like, sit and, like, come up with ideas for, like, a week in advance. And I think that's really important because some people are really probably trying to, like, batch content and be ahead of things, but sometimes you might feel stuck in doing that and you don't do it very well. Like, I don't want you to feel discouraged, because there's just different types of people. Some people can do that and it works well for them, but it doesn't work very well for me. Like, I don't know. I just don't like it. And I do better just, like, on the spot and being more intuitive about it. So that's just, like, a side note for anybody who does that, because I think that's totally okay. And just, like, let yourself be that way, because sometimes the content is better that way. And I feel like all the content that I've put out that has done really well, like, my most viral videos or just, like, the ones have really performed well, are ones that I just, like, made on a whim like that, and not the ones that I planned out far in advance, just because that's how my mind works and that's just how I better create. So that is all I've got on time management, motivation, all the things. Hopefully this was helpful to you. I feel like I talk about a lot of these things very often because I do really try to be, like, you know, an example of that and, like, show you guys how to do it, because I do feel like that's something I am actually pretty good at. But again, I also think that's just my personality type, and I'm just a very type A organized person, and, like, not everybody is. So I know it's not going to work the same for everybody, but you know, you can always try. You never know. Find something that works for you. But anyway, I think that is all I have for today. I hope you guys enjoyed the update, the tips, all the things. If you have any other tips and things that help you, like, drop in the comments, if you're on YouTube. because, you know, why not be helpful like that? And yeah, be on the lookout for possible patterns coming out on my website, because yeah, I am working on that. So hopefully, we'll see. You never know how it's going to go. Maybe that's going to be my new big thing or something, but I will also probably be doing tutorials on YouTube. I mean, I'll do tutorials that go along with the patterns, obviously, but then aside from that, I might do other tutorials and stuff. So just let me know what you want. I'm really trying to diversify my content and products here to, you know, better suit the state of the world and economy. So yeah, just let me know what you guys want. I'm happy to do it. Also, that being said, the holiday season is coming up slash is already here. So if you are planning on, you know, buying gifts for people, whatever, definitely try to look into small businesses first before you, you know, last minute shop on Amazon or any other big retailers. And if you're going to do that, start shopping now, because small businesses take a little bit longer to get to you, slash if they're making their products, it's going to take longer. So that's just your reminder to shop small, because I know I'm not the only small business that's really struggling right now. So like, I've heard it from so many people. I know a lot of people that are closing down their businesses because it's just been really, really hard. And to be honest, if I didn't have content creation and all this other stuff on top of it, I probably would be too, because it just is really, really slow. So your reminder to shop small if you're able to. Obviously, I know the state of the economy is not great and a lot of us can't even shop, so understandable. But if you're going to and if you're able to, you know, do the best you can. But yeah, that being said, I will see you guys in the next one, which will hopefully not be in like 2-3 weeks. Hopefully I will actually be able to get back on schedule here soon, but we will see. No promises for now. Anyway, I'll see you guys in the next one. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.